What would you do with just $5 and 2 hours to make as much money as possible? When Stanford students faced this challenge, the most successful teams didn't obsess over how to use the $5. They reframed the problem entirely. One team made restaurant reservations at popular venues and sold them to people waiting in line. Another offered bicycle tire inflation services to stranded cyclists. The most creative group made signs reading "Stanford Students for Sale" and rented out their skills by the hour. This simple exercise reveals a fundamental truth about opportunity. Constraints are often just perceptions waiting to be challenged. The most successful people don't accept limitations at face value. They question them, reframe them, and often ignore them completely. Have you ever been absolutely certain about something, only to discover you were completely wrong? Our assumptions act like invisible prison bars, limiting what we believe is possible without us even noticing. Consider how cardiologists initially rejected balloon angioplasty because they couldn't imagine alternatives to bypass surgery. Consumers initially dismissed ATMs as unnecessary. I once thought cell phones were ridiculous luxuries until experiencing their benefits firsthand. The key to innovation is challenging these hidden assumptions. Entrepreneurs like Anne Wojcicki questioned why genetic testing should be controlled by doctors rather than individuals, creating 23andMe. Layla Jana challenged the assumption that outsourcing exploits workers, creating SamaSource to provide dignified digital work to people in developing regions. Pat Brown questioned why meat alternatives couldn't be delicious, leading to the Impossible Burger. Try this exercise. List your daily assumptions: when you wake up, your work hours, commute time, then create an after list with alternatives or opposites. What if you worked at night? What if your commute became your workout? Even changing one assumption can transform your entire life. Every problem represents an opportunity, with bigger challenges often yielding greater rewards. Companies like Slack and Instagram emerged from failures, transforming unsuccessful ventures into billion-dollar successes. In classroom exercises, teams generate both good and bad solutions, then transform others' worst ideas into viable ones. Bikini in Antarctica became Bikini or Die Fitness with polar plunges, while cockroach sushi evolved into an exotic restaurant. A heart attack museum became an interactive center teaching cardiac warning signs. This method succeeds by breaking conventional patterns. Innovation occurs by connecting existing concepts in unexpected ways. Starting with flawed ideas helps bypass internal censors and unlock creativity. Companies like Lyft and Airbnb exemplify this by reimagining existing services, challenging traditional business models. Success comes to those who grant themselves permission rather than waiting for it. When I wrote my first book on cooking chemistry and launched Book Browser in 1991, skeptics questioned my qualifications, but most doors simply need someone bold enough to open them. Paul Yock exemplified this by creating Stanford's biodesign program to bridge medical and engineering schools. Similarly, I leveraged my neuroscience PhD into management consulting by showing how scientific research parallels business strategy. Every role offers opportunities to expand influence by solving unnoticed problems. The D-School's wallet exercise demonstrates this. Through user interviews and rapid prototyping, participants discover abundant problems to solve and eager feedback from potential users. What if we've been thinking about failure all wrong? When students document their mistakes in failure resumes, they discover failure isn't something to hide. It's a catalyst for growth. Cultural attitudes toward failure vary widely. While some societies view bankruptcy as permanent shame, Silicon Valley celebrates it as evidence of risk-taking. Research shows reducing failure stigma increases entrepreneurship. All learning stems from failure. Babies fall hundreds of times learning to walk, never doubting themselves, a wisdom many adults lose. High failure rates are normal across industries. Venture capitalists expect most investments to fail. Toy companies anticipate 90% of products won't succeed, and entertainment companies rely on blockbusters to subsidize flops. This isn't waste, it's innovation's cost. Success requires knowing when to persist versus quit. This demands honest self-assessment to determine if you should overcome obstacles or change paths. Success rarely follows a straight line, as Steve Jobs proved when his firing from Apple led to Next and Pixar before his triumphant return. External messages profoundly shape our career choices. When an 8-year-old girl experimented with a miniature roller coaster, a simple comment, "You're doing what engineers do," sparked her realization, "I learned that I could be an engineer." In our 20s, distinguishing our authentic desires from others' expectations is challenging. My own path included stepping away from UVA to Santa Cruz, where through odd jobs and self-study, I reconnected with neuroscience, leading to Stanford research that truly resonated. Such detours reveal our genuine interests. Rather than following a fire-and-forget missile trajectory, successful careers involve course corrections. The goal isn't finding a single right path, but discovering where your skills, passions, and market demand intersect. What appears as luck often stems from positioning ourselves for opportunity. As my son Josh and father both observe, the harder you work, the luckier you get. While luck seems random, it results from choices that maximize possibility. We can't control events, but we control our responses. People interact with opportunity in four ways: those who see but don't act, those who act blindly, those who neither see nor act, and the lucky ones who both see and seize opportunities, combining awareness with action. Lucky people share key traits: heightened awareness, openness, optimism, and positive engagement through eye contact and smiles. These behaviors create self-fulfilling prophecies that transform setbacks into opportunities. Being observant, open-minded, and friendly invites opportunity. A simple kindness can unlock remarkable experiences for those willing to notice and act. Never miss an opportunity to be fabulous. This simple phrase transforms how students approach their work. When I share this philosophy of expecting excellence, people consistently exceed expectations. Everyone hungers for permission to excel, but is typically encouraged to settle for adequate. When perceived limits are removed, people achieve extraordinary results, like a shaken soda bottle uncapped. The gap between adequate and exceptional comes from small, consistent choices. Steve Garrity demonstrates this. Improving 1% daily compounds to 37.78 times better after a year, while declining 1% reduces to 0.02, creating a nearly 2,000-fold difference from daily decisions. Being fabulous means creating remarkable experiences. Nordstrom exemplifies this through their upside-down pyramid structure, placing customers at the top and empowering employees to solve problems creatively. Stanford's Bernie Roth shows the difference between trying and doing. Students fail when they try to take a water bottle, but succeed when told to take it. We're either doing something or not. Trying is just an excuse. The path to being fabulous isn't about competing, but channeling personal passion. Like Tour de France riders cooperating across stages, true excellence combines collective strengths while honoring individual brilliance.